Welcome to Con Café for May 1st. Happy May Day, everybody. Year of our Lord 2024. We're looking at the Old Testament lesson, and it comes from, again, the book of Acts, because it goes in line with what the lectionary is sharing as its theme. And it is the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 44 to 48. And this reading comes from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. I pray it bring a blessing to all of us as we seek to be the people that God has called us to be. I believe this message is very important. It's called the Inclusive God. The Inclusive God. Ready to get into God's Word? I am, verse 44. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone without the water, or can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. This, dear friends, is the word of God. For the people of God, we say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. In an area of the world long contested by all kinds of people from all cultures and races, when Peter spoke on this particular day, it was there in a very Jewish area. Though controlled by Romans, the heart of the people was solidly Jewish. And in case we forget, the Jews had strict rules about interacting or intermingling with other people, especially those called Gentiles, which pretty much included everyone who was not born a Jew. The story comes after Peter is sent by God to the home of a Roman centurion, this man in charge of 100 soldiers, who was a man of faith. He prayed to God. He was Roman, Gentile, but he was praying to God, and he was trying to keep the faith of a Jew. And so here in a demonstration of God's inclusiveness, Peter has a vision. A net comes from heaven with all kinds of animals, and Peter is told, "Rise, kill and eat." And Peter says, "God, I never have eaten an unclean animal. I won't start now." And God says, "What I have created, how can you call unclean?" And Peter begins to understand that God is an inclusive God. Maybe we've had it all wrong, Peter thinks. So here now, as the Holy Spirit has fallen, he falls upon all who heard Peter's sermon. Even the circumcised believers present were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. This was a revelation that challenged their preconceived notions of who is worthy to receive God's grace. In that moment, barriers of prejudice and exclusivity are shattered as God's inclusive love transcends cultural boundaries. Think of that. Peter, recognizing the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of these Gentiles, poses a rhetorical question. Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit, just as we have? His question underscores the undeniable evidence of God's acceptance of the Gentiles and the necessity of their baptism as a visible sign of their newfound faith in Jesus Christ. The passage concludes with the Gentiles being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, symbolizing their incorporation into the body of believers. Their conversion not only marks a significant moment in the expansion of the early church, but also serves to remind all people of God's boundless love and God's desire for all people to come to repentance and salvation. Now, friends, as we've reflected on this passage, let us marvel at the inclusivity of God's love. God's love knows no bounds. And God's love embraces people from every nation, tribe, and tongue. May we be challenged to examine our own hearts and attitudes, repenting of any prejudices or exclusivity that may hinder us from fully embracing the diversity of God's kingdom. Let's pray. Loving God of all people, we thank you for the boundless depth of your love, which extends to all people regardless of their background or status. Help us to embody that same love in our lives, breaking down barriers and welcoming others into the family of faith. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may boldly proclaim the message of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. Friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Reflect. Take a moment. Reflect on your attitudes toward those who may be different from you culturally, ethnically, or religiously. Are there prejudices or biases that you need to confront and repent of? I love you and I thank God for you and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. If this has blessed you, pass it on. Let the world know we want to win the world for Jesus Christ. Be the bearer of good news by the way you live, by the things you say, and the things you think. God bless you.